Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. So good to have you with us. Coming up later this hour, Dr. Kimberly Schreiner of Huntington Hospital, and she'll answer your questions about the surprise news this morning on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Los Angeles City and LA County have both decided to pause on the distribution of the Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine. LA City has announced it's going to substitute Pfizer or Moderna's vaccines for Johnson & Johnson, but of course keep in mind that each of those are two-shot regimens for those mRNA vaccines, where the Johnson & Johnson was to just be one. So we'll get the latest. There's much to talk about later this hour here on Air Talk. Also next hour, we'll remember the Arclight Theaters and the Pacific Theaters, a homegrown Los Angeles area chain in the early 60s, opening the Cinerama Dome on Sunset Boulevard. The Arclight Theaters that opened up in the early aughts. I was there broadcasting live from the Arclight in Hollywood just before its opening. So we have a lot of memories to talk about with the announced closure yesterday by Pacific Theaters that they will not be reopening their venues. Right now, though, we turn our attention to reopen schools. LA Unified School District, Pasadena Unified, some other local districts. It's the first day back for students in a hybrid on-campus and distance learning program. With us, KPCC LAist education reporter Kyle Stokes. Kyle, good morning. I know you've been visiting multiple campuses today. How's it feel to get back to school?
Oh my gosh, it's a sight for sore eyes. Singing good morning back to school songs here. I'm touring around this morning with the school board president, Kelly Gonez, and she said after we walked out of one classroom, she had full body chills of joy. It's really a lot of people are really excited to be back. It's not normal, but it feels closer to normal than anything that schools have seen in a long time.
Well, and describe what's changed from the drop-off process to what classrooms look like.
All of that's changed. We should first of all say that LA Unified is opening just a handful of its elementary schools and early education centers today. So this is just the beginning of a long process. So if you're thinking my kid's in LAUSD and he's not back at school yet, that's because most elementary schools are actually opening next week. But the process is, it's basically built around the idea that students and staff have to be 6 feet apart at all times, and that changes just about everything. I was watching during drop-off this morning. I mentioned on morning newscasts that students were being led into the school in Lakeview Terrace that I was at, Brainerd Elementary, by pool noodles, because you can't hold students' hands as they're walking in. But for a lot of these kids, because it's just kindergarten and first graders and younger students coming in today, this is their very first time ever on a school campus. So they're dealing with the novelty of everything. The staff are also trying to make sure that they stay 6 feet apart at all times. And there's a lot of stage management that goes into that.
Well, and I hadn't even thought of that, Kyle, that for these students, many of them have never set foot on a campus as a student before. So what a bizarre thing they're going to have to reference back, later as they grow up, about their first day to school in the midst of a pandemic. That's strange.
Yeah, I can't imagine having to do it myself. And you can see, we were in you know, it's a lot of very young students, you know, walking around campus or you know, mostly seated in their desks. That's kind of the standard classroom mode right now is being kind of, you know, tied to your desk and the sort of 6-foot radius that's around that space. But there are students who are still sort of trying to figure out what are the procedures. I watched as students were led to their first bathroom break of distance learning education. It was a bit of a process. Students had to leave the classroom one at a time. And of course, the teacher for whom this is unfamiliar is trying to talk each student through the process herself. I certainly sympathized. It's the human reality of trying to teach, young students around the age of circa 5 years old about how to handle that situation. not an enviable task.
We're talking with KPECC education reporter Kyle Stokes, who has been out at public schools in LA Unified this morning, where the kindergartners and first graders have returned. If you're a parent of one of the little ones in LA Unified or Pasadena Unified or any of the districts that are back this week or within the past couple weeks, give us a call. Let us know about how that drop-off experience has gone and what it's like to have your kid go back to campus. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. And as Kyle is talking about the new sort of mastery of details that these kids are going to have, what sort of conversation did you as a parent have with your young child preparing her or him to go back to campus? 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. It's a chance for you to share with us what that return to school experience is like. What did you observe in that, Kyle, in how that handoff went?
In the handoff of how
the students, from parent to school personnel.
I did not witness any tears personally. I was talking to the front door staff because every entrance, by the way, there are multiple entrances on most campuses, and each entrance is staffed by different people. They were saying that of the 70 or so students on their campus, they only had one set of tears. One crier, and that was at one campus. At another campus, they said there was a little one who could not didn't want to leave his parents, and so his dad ended up taking the student home. But for the most part, things have been going smoothly. As referenced by those informal unscientific survey at the door. The other sort of the handoff at the door also, it's a lot more technical than just, walk you up to the schoolhouse door and watch them walk in the front gate. Now there's a whole system of daily pass checks, a health check that students have to complete before they go onto campus. So they can do this through an iPhone or a smartphone app or on a website where you go up and you get a QR code after having attested that you don't have COVID-19 symptoms and that you agree to wear a mask and abide by social distancing rules. You have to do that every single day. Everyone who visits an LAUSD campus has to abide by those guidelines. So that is a process, and you don't have to do it through a smartphone, but it adds some time to the front door, entrance procedure. The other thing is that you have to have a COVID-19 test that's valid within the last week. And so, the families that have been sending their kids back today, it was their responsibility to get a COVID-19 test for their child prior to this reopening. And, I witnessed there were some people who were turned away today. And according to the principal here at Harding, and she said, they knew that this was their responsibility. It's just that they didn't have a chance to get it done. So those are kind of the more the deeper challenges involved with that handoff.
All right. We're talking with KPECC, K-12 education reporter Kyle Stokes at Harding Street Elementary School in Sylmar. Earlier this morning, he was in Lakeview Terrace at Brainerd Elementary School. Let's take a listener call from Cecilia in Echo Park. So good to have you with us. Share the experience of your child, please.
Good morning. My child actually goes to Glendale Unified. We started we're on our third week back on campus. He's a kindergartner, so it was his first experience on campus at all.
That's great. And what was it like that first day?
The first day was really exciting. I felt like the teachers really prepared him well. On Zoom, they showed him what the classroom looks like, what safety precautions were there. And we just kept talking about it. And in the days coming up to his first day,
yeah,
we just talked about what he was going to do, have a mask, have an extra mask in his backpack, and, you know, social distancing, what that looks like. And he was excited. He was done with online classes, although we still do that hybrid, but he was ready to get in there.
And do you notice any change in your son since going back 3 weeks ago?
Absolutely. Yeah, we were struggling just before that, just keeping the interest of being on a Zoom class, doing any of the online activities. It just became such a struggle. And I thought we reached a breaking point. We couldn't do it anymore. It was creating so much tension. And now he's just excited. Like, he's into activities. He wants to do the online classes, or at least the online activities. He knows other kids are doing it. He sees them. He talks to them. And it's a different experience.
Oh, Cecilia, that's great. You mentioned you felt it was well organized because my wife's a speech pathologist at a Glendale Unified Elementary School. I was paying close attention to the presentations the district made about the protocols and sharing the science on kids coming back. And I don't know how much of that you saw as a parent, but I was impressed. I thought they did quite a good job. How did you feel? Were there things you wished the district would have done differently leading up to this, or did you feel pretty good about what they did?
I thought they handled it really well. They had tech pods throughout the pandemic, so I felt that they already had the experience on campus of how to handle the organization. The communication with the teachers and the parents, I felt like there was some anxiety building up to it, wanting more information. But I just feel like it's the environment right now. We all have to adjust, and it creates a lot of anxiety making those transitions.
Cecilia, thanks so much. Glad to hear that this has worked so well with your son going to school as a kindergartner. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Kyle Stokes, I'm sure that's a good thing for parents to hear who maybe you're having trepidation and kind of a rough day with the kids going back today, if that's the case.
Yeah, it's certainly that, you know, there's a lot of motivations going into this here. It's about students and their mental health, as the caller was referencing, and their success or lack thereof with distance learning. I think it's I don't think there's anyone who at this point believes that distance learning is an ideal mode conducting K-12 education on a wide scale. But at the same time, there are students for whom it works really well. And so I think that that's the balance of that is something that a lot of parents are holding in their mind as all of these districts, not just LA Unified today, but districts across the area are going through. The other thing here is that in LA Unified particularly, there are a lot of families who are not interested in sending their kids back because they're not currently comfortable with the COVID-19 situation. And, even as we're beginning to reopen and there are a lot of scenes of seeming normalcy on these campuses, it's important to flag that potentially less than half of the district's parents plan to send their students back to in-person instruction. We're talking about a lot of neighborhoods that have been hit hard by COVID-19 and a lot of parents whose motivation is less about the academic program on campus and more the thought, I just want to wait until there are vaccines available for more people. And I think that in-person instruction can wait until then, particularly, you know, here in LA Unified, where we're now down to about 2 months left of the academic year so far.
Yeah. Well, and I think also it's, you know, a lot of people are not aware of all the other places where school has been open, how that's gone, how the districts and individual campuses have handled that. So, you know, I think for the districts that are sort of able to lay that out, maybe it provides some easing of minds to parents. It'll be fascinating, Kyle, to see what happens in the fall when, you know, we presume, knock on wood, that we don't have, you know, some sort of an outbreak of the coronavirus, but that the campuses will reopen normally, you know, to see what happens in that environment with hopefully all the kids coming back.
Yeah, I mean, knock on wood that the COVID situation is better. Certainly, the district is under a lot of pressure around this, and the pressures go both ways. I mean, there are, you know, after we talk about the 6-foot rule about trying to keep students 6 feet apart and staff 6 feet apart. There is currently a lawsuit against LAUSD trying to strike down that 6-foot rule because they say that it effectively blocks most students from coming back to campus full time. The CDC, after the LA Unified School District hit its reopening agreement with the teachers union, said that less than 6 feet can be okay. And so there are people who say we should be reopening, we should be returning to something like a pre-pandemic normal here on campuses. At the same time, after the CDC rolled back its guidance on that 6-foot rule and rolled that back in some cases to 3 feet, the teachers union came out with a statement here in LA saying that they felt that the CDC was rushing its guidance, was misguided in its new recommendations. So this is likely to continue to be a debate going into the summer and fall as negotiations and debate continues about what school should look like coming in the next academic year at this point.
KPCC education reporter Kyle Stokes joining us. He's at Sylmar's Harding Street Elementary School on the first day of on-campus classes there. Melissa, in Arcadia, just real briefly, I understand your son just went back to an Arcadia school campus?
Yes, that's correct. And today was his second day. I thought the school district did really well in preparing him and basically allowing him to visit the school before the first day of class because of his diagnosis. We were not sure how he was going to react going to school. This is his first time ever time going to kindergarten. So, you know, like the sounds, the kids, the noise, all that stuff was too much for him. So we thought that he needed a little preparation. So we asked the principal. They allowed us to visit the school before it opened. He saw his teacher. He saw his classroom. So he was a little prepared to go to school the first day, and we were really appreciative to the school district for that.
Well, and what a great idea as his parent, Melissa, to do that. That makes perfect sense so that it's not a complete unknown when he started school on yesterday. That's a great idea. So how'd the day go?
I think it went really well. Even today, the second day of school, he was totally ready to go to school. He already wanted to put his backpack on. He wanted to, you know, get his shoe on and get ready to school. So he's nonverbal at this point, but you could tell that he was excited to just go back to school.
Oh, Melissa, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing your experience. We appreciate it with the Arcadia Unified School District. KPCC's Kyle Stokes, you'll see his reporting throughout the day at LAist.com, and you'll hear him right here on KPCC as you have since early this morning when the campuses in LA Unified reopened. A number of other districts bringing their students gradually back to campus for hybrid schedules this week. Coming up, Dr. Kimberly Schreiner, infectious disease specialist at Pasadena's Huntington Hospital, with us. She's going to talk about some of the school issues and ways that schools and parents can help navigate this time. And we will, of course, talk with her about the surprising news this morning from the Centers for Disease Control, as well as from the FDA, about the recommendation to pause giving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I just received a statement from the California Department of Public Health. I'll share it with you in 1 minute on Air Talk.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. one lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.